Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. Today we bring you highlights of the official Jamaica Day celebrations at St. Mary Technical High. We also took a trip to St. Andrew Preparatory School for their celebration. Stay tuned. Schools across the island celebrated Jamaica Day on Friday, March 4. The national observance is part of plans by the Ministry of Education to promote greater awareness of Jamaican culture among students. Jamaica Day seeks to portray a sense of nationalism and recognize the country's contribution to the world, which is represented in its continuous striving for excellence and greatness. At St. Mary Technical High School, students and teachers transformed the compound into a makeshift hotel to illustrate the theme for this year, Celebrating Jamaica, Promoting the Arts. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Maurice Smith, commended the school on successfully executing the day's activities while urging students to take full advantage of their school days.
This is the best time of your life. Enjoy when you're young. So when you come to Jamaica Day and you have the opportunity to celebrate, Jamaica is a good place.
It was a similar sight at St. Andrew Prep, with students decked out in black, gold, and green or bandana to celebrate Jamaica. Grade 6 prefect Savannah Clark gives us her take on why it's important to celebrate Jamaica Day.
I like Jamaica Day because we get to celebrate our culture and where we're from. We participate in Jamaica Day because it's something that children need to learn about where they're from and their culture, because now there's so many influences from other cultures and countries that we need to remember our roots and where we're from.
Grade 5 student Alex Clark shares similar sentiments, throwing in his favorite Jamaican proverb.
Alligator shouldn't call hog long mouth. It means that you shouldn't tease someone about something and you're already that kind of person. There's some people in Jamaica who don't know about their culture, anything about it, but when we can really be learning about our cultural dances and our national foods.
Principal at St. Andrew Prep, Janet Walsh Davis, shares how students usually react to Jamaica Day.
Excited because they get a chance to showcase students who would have generally been lost because they're so quiet. So they are out there dancing, they're out there reciting, they choose their leading sportsman or sportswoman and they go and emulate that person. Oh, it's an exciting day for both teachers and students. We have artifacts that they're looking at. So they go around in their groups to these different places. We have the tasting. The Jamaican food is where the excitement is at, because they go around and they're tasting all different kinds of Jamaican foods.
Speech and drama teacher at St. Andrew Prep, Ricardo Nicholas, says this year's theme speaks to the country's multifaceted culture.
We were doing the Dinky Mini with grade 5. And I saw a student that I didn't know could dance so good. And when I see him bend and knock him to foot, I say, yes, there goes a dinky dancer. I think in Jamaica it has grown, but there's still room for improvement. It is important. I push that here a lot, our culture, the language, and appreciation of the Jamaican language.
The official Jamaica Day celebrations took place at St. Mary Technical High School in Richmond, St. Mary. That's it for this week's program. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Shanari Ferron. Thanks for listening.
Today's GSAT tip. Students should gather materials needed for the examination from the previous night.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.